Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from Glass Knight and the Pips, Rare Earth, Edward Starr, Michael Jackson, Martha of the Vandellas, Rick James, Eddie Kendricks, and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Glass Knight and the Pips I hear through the grapevine right here on Motown. We'll be right back. with Tom Fallon. Motown memory from Edwin Starr, 25 Miles. That reached number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969. Before that, Rare Earth, I Know I'm Losing You, number 7 from 1970. And we started with Glass Nine, the Pips, and I Heard Through the Grapevine, number 2 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist singing the biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson in 1991, reaching number one, called Black or White on the Epic record label. Well, Black or White was written, composed, and produced by Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell, and it was picked as the first single from the album entitled Dangerous. Well, Black or White was released on November 5th, 1991. The song has elements of dance, rap, and hard rock music, such as Bill Bottrell's guitars and Michael Jackson's vocal style. Well, the Epic Record Company described the song Black or White to radio stations as a, quote, rock and roll dance song about racial harmony, unquote. It hit the charts at number 35. A week later, it shot up to number 3. And in its third week on the charts, December 7th, 1991, it ascended to the number 1 position, making it the fastest chart topper since the Beatles' Get Back. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Black or White, right here on Motown.
The gangs clubs and nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get dull. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
sung from Martha the Vandellas' Heatwave, and then reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1963. And we started with Michael Jackson's classic Black or White, number 9 from 1991 on the Epic record label. This is Motown Memories for Tom Allen, and for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, Rick James and Super Freak, right here on Motown.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite.
Motown Memories@yahoo.com.
On a natural high.
Number one from 1975, and that was their last charting song. Before that, Eddie Kendricks and Boogie Down, number two from 1974. And we started with Rick James and Super Freak, number 16 from 1981, and the Temptations were singing background vocals on that song. Well, this hour, we featured some great Motown artists and their second biggest hit on all the record labels that they recorded on. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.